This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Renters may soon have more options for getting broadband service. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
A bill signed Wednesday by Governor Jared Polis requires apartment and mobile home landlords to allow broadband providers on the property to set up infrastructure for high-speed internet for tenants or owners. Polis also signed another law that aims to make it easier for those in rural or underserved areas to apply for a state grant to help pay to install high-speed internet. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Wild horses and burros will be up for adoption from the Bureau of Land Management this weekend. Each year, the Bureau takes in hundreds of Colorado horses during helicopter roundups. This year's event at the Weld County Fairgrounds will include 36 horses and 6 burros. The adoption event runs from Friday through Saturday morning. This year's graduation at the U.S. Air Force Academy will once again feature a flyover by the Air Force Thunderbirds. The aerobatic team will cap off next Thursday's ceremony at Falcon Stadium. People around Colorado Springs may see some practice runs on Wednesday, the day before graduation. Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver this year's commencement address. There are a couple of new kids on the block at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The zoo is now home to 2 baby Rocky Mountain goats. They were born on Sunday. In a release, zoo officials say the goat kids have nursed and continue to bond well with their mom, who is moonlighting as a jungle gym. Their weights and sexes have not been confirmed. The kids are the 5th and 6th babies born at Cheyenne Mountain this season, along with 2 wallaby joeys and 2 meerkat pups. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.